So the music theory class for the summer improv blast, teaching modes like linearly, like over one chord, is easier than doing tunes that change a lot. So we're gonna there when we vamp on one chord and you do your scale, there's several things happening all at once. And that's why we're doing it like this. One, you're associating the scale like with the chord. So you know that I'm playing a B major chord, B major 7, I should say, because it has 1, 3, 5, 7, and that those notes are all in a B major scale, so now you can use a B major scale. So there's an association process. You're going to do that with all these. Number two, you're hearing the sounds of each interval over the chord. Like, what does the 2 sound like, you know, to my chord? What does the 4 sound like, you know, like, I don't know if I can, so... You know, that note, it has a certain sound. So there's that. And then, like I said before, the third thing is the spatial interval between the spatial, when I say the word interval, it means the distance between two notes. So the spatial relationship of the scale, like i.e. between 3 and 4 and 7 and 8 are half steps. Everything else is a whole step. All right, so just we're going to do a few minutes on each one. Here's B major. I'm going to vary up the time signatures, tempos, and feels on all these examples. But for now, we'll stay right where we were. In a swing, B flat. I'm sorry, I keep saying B flat. It's B natural. So just improvise B natural. Here we go. 1, 2, I want 2, 3. Feeling comfortable there? I hope so. Lydian has a sharp 4. It's exact same as major, as the major scale. Now it says the fourth mode of major scale. Does anyone not understand what that means? And if so, speak up. I'll go into it. Otherwise, we won't. Yeah, so David is explaining the reason it says the Lydian is the fourth mode of the major scale is because, like, let's just take the key we just had. If you started on E, which is the fourth note of the B major scale, and continued to play the B scale from E to E, you'd have E with a sharp 4. Like, test it for yourself if you're unsure, but start and end on E, you got, and it can't be, it couldn't be E major, because then you'd have two keys with the same notes. That doesn't make sense. It couldn't, you know, it would have to be E something else besides major, and it's Lydian. So we're gonna do, choose G Lydian. And I'm going to choose a waltz tempo, like, your scale is. All right, here we go. Mixolydian. And you have major pentatonic, it's not a new scale, it's something less. It's two notes less than the major scale, and then two notes that are removed are 4 and 7. Notice that when you have like a major chord, like the 4 is like a clashy sound, and in certain circumstances, if I play C and you play, like if I play B, if I sing a B, like, it sounds kind of jazzy, but in certain circles, if I were to play like in a rock band or something, I don't know, like, how can I get that to sound dissonant? It's more dissonant when you, if you play just the interval itself, let's say, for example. Like that's a weird, it's a clashy sound. So notice that because those two clashy notes are removed, that you can play it, the major pentatonic, the use of it is you can play it over lots of majory changes. So I'm going to break my rule and not just do one chord now. You guys are going to play My Girl, by the way, this is My Girl. I'm not going to play My Girl, but that is the scale. That tune uses the major pentatonic scale ascending. So we'll do it in the key of C, but I'm going to play lots of different chords in the key of C, and it's an easy way to skate through. This is why guitar players love pentatonics, because thinking about chord changes for the birds, man, I got to do all my hammer-ons and pull-offs and string bends and finger tapping and wailing out and, you know, feedback and everything else. I'm not paying attention to chord, no chords. That's for chumps. Anyway, so I am going to play lots of different chords, but you can skate through them because we've removed the two potentially dissonant, most dissonant notes. Here we go. In the key of C. Let's see. I'm going to make up something. My girls, everything's very consonant and happy, right? No questions there, I would think. All category one, which is major scale, types of major scales. Minor scales, the Aeolian is the pure minor, which is the sixth mode of the major. Like, you know, if you're in C and you get to the sixth note, and then play the notes of C from A to A, you got pure minor, meaning the minor standard to which all the other minors are compared. And that's why it's presented first. It's called the pure minor. It's like when someone says minor, that's what they are talking about implicitly. Often in jazz, you play Dorian or whatever, but in music theory, for music theory land, when somebody says C minor, especially, you know, classical music or rock or pop or whatever, you know, Aeolian is my it's minor in jazz too. I'm just saying I shouldn't have went there with the Dorian yet. But we're gonna do let's say F minor, and I will play. Actually, I could play some changes. I could play like a 2-5 and F minor, but yeah, it does. I don't have to just stay on one chord to experience the effect of it. So. So 1, 2, 3, F Aeolian. G Dorian, 1, 2, I want 2, 3. Thank you. might start going a little fast, you guys. I want to make sure we get through all these. And again, has a flat two. It could be considered, you know, more dissonant, that flat two, you know, when you have, and then you have like, you know, like, is that interval of a flat two. So when we play, or, so that's just what I think of when I. Did you say ole? That's funny. So we're in A minor Phrygian. To Locrian, very very rarely used, you know, by itself. It's to the regular tonic. So here's Locrian. We're gonna do, let's say, a key we haven't done yet, like E flat. D, you said? Like B. Okay, B Locrian it is. B Locrian is the same as C major. But you know, if you play Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do. It's just not going to sound right because it's not Do. We're not in Kansas anymore. The tonic, the root of this mode is B. So 1, flat 2, flat 3, 4, flat 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1. That'd be a great ear training exercise. Here we go. Actually, I'm going to give a... Yeah, we're gonna play some heavy metal. We'll drop B. Here we go. Thank you. my challenge to you, if, to any of you, if you're just playing like C major and being like, wow, this is kind of easy, like really try and make a melody that revolves around the B. Pretty spooky, you guys.
Yeah, that was pretty creepy.